microphone in the middle of my living room and let it pick up what it wants to pick up. And, you know, it had all of the energy that it used to, and in some ways it's even better. I rewrote some of the songs to make them, not so dramatically different from what they were back in the 60s, but to make them how we really would have done it had we paid attention to recording sessions. I don't know if Jerry told you, but we would have a recording session scheduled, and we wouldn't even do the song. We wouldn't write a song, or even, you know, we didn't know what we were going to do when we'd get there sometimes. There was an old place on South Tacoma Way called the Red Carpet, a little nightclub there.
Uh-huh.
And I think it must have been a Saturday night or something. We played there, and we had a recording session the next day. It was after The Witch was cut, and we needed another one. And we asked if we could stay there so we could put together a song for a recording session the next day, and that's when Cycle came out.
Oh, wow. So you just kind of winged that.
Oh, yeah. And so many of the songs we did that. So when we did that for Jordan, they sent us down to Gold Star Studios in Hollywood. And instead of getting that sound that we were reaching for, more like He's Waiting and Cinderella and Strychnine and Louie Louie, you know, that real raspy stuff that we were really getting more into, we went down there and they told us, just go ahead and play it clean, and we'll take care of it here behind the glass. And like a bunch of idiots, we bought off on that. Plus, we didn't prepare any songs for it. So we've always just hated that album. We've hated everything about it. Those are the songs that I couldn't stand. So I just reworked them and made them like I know we would have done them had we paid attention back then.